the whole Bhagavatam from the canto, like its fourth canto. And only the chapter before, it was Daksha. And the whole story of Daksha was one quality. What was the main quality about all this? Who can say?
Pride.
Pride, and he was on Shiva, what he was so much. What was, Daksha was very towards Shiva. He had this...
envy.
Yes, this envy. So we can see it's coming over and over again in this beginning of Bhagavatam. Next story after Dhruva Maharaj also, it's coming, Prithu Maharaj is doing the horse sacrifice. And the same thing is happening with Indra. Again, what is happening? He's so much envious of Prithu Maharaj that he will overtake his throne. So we can see, Bhagavatam is preparing us. Beginning is so important to different stories, different, it's called vicharo, different points of view. It's always envy, envy, envy. Why is so important? It is said one cannot understand, one cannot progress in spiritual life if he is envious. And Prabhupada is saying, acharyas is saying, are saying, this is the first thing why we came to this world, is this envy, envy towards Krishna. That's why we are here. So if we can remove this, then we can go back to the spiritual world. Until we have envy in our heart, although it may be look like it's toward other people, but it's actually, all this is envy for Krishna. If you are envious to some person, that means you are envious of Krishna. Why he is giving him so much facilities? Why he is giving him so much all this stuff? So, you know, nothing can happen without Krishna sanctioning. So indirectly we are envious of Krishna, even if we are envious of each other. So this is the point that somehow or other, we in spiritual life is the, what we have to get rid of this. Prabhupada is saying all qualities can be engaged in Krishna consciousness, all but one. Which one is this?
Envy.
Yeah, this is the only thing what in spiritual life, it cannot exist, envy. All other things, they exist, no problem. You can engage, you can be purified and like this. So, today we will speak a little bit about this envy. What is actually envy and how we can get rid of this in our spiritual life? How we can purify this envy? So first thing to understand is that Prabhupada is saying, we as spirit souls, we are parts and parcels of God. Like there is big ocean. Prabhupada is saying you take one drop of the ocean and it has the same qualities and everything. It's salty, it's wet. It can change the form, everything like the ocean. But what is the difference? Quantity, amount, yeah. The ocean can make big waves and everything, and a little drop of water cannot do nothing. You know, it's very limited, small. But in the same way, we are small part and parcels of God. So whatever Krishna has, quality, we also have it, in a minute, very small degree. So one of these main qualities of Krishna, Nityo Nityanam Chetana, he is independent. So that means we also have small independence, because we are part, as we said, we are part and parcels of God. We have small independence. Why we have this independence? Because of love, because of prema. Because love means that you love someone on your free will. If someone puts a gun on your head and say you have to love me, you say yes, yes, I love you, no problem. But is it a true love? Krishna don't want love like this. Krishna want that we choose ourselves. That's why we have this independency. So we can choose. You want Krishna or no? Krishna is, you know, he don't want to push us. You know, Krishna is very shy. He's very like, he's very nice qualities. He don't want to push himself. So this independence can be misused. So when this independence is misused, that means we will find ourselves in this situated in this material world. So that means each of every one of us here, outside, birds, plants, every jiva has misused this independence opportunity. So what happened? Like we were in spiritual world, we saw Krishna, and then the thought, oh look, Krishna is enjoying, so nice. Let me enjoy also like this. Why should I not enjoy like Krishna? Because we don't have love, okay? We just see how he is enjoying. So we are thinking, I want to be like him, you know? But in spiritual world, there can be only one God. There will be only one Krishna. And therefore, we come here. It's something like if you go to your friend invites you to a birthday party, you know? So you come to his birthday party, and everything is nice, everything, his birthday, everything is around him. And then you start to make a show and draw all the attention to you. You know? You start to go this and that and draw all from all his friends attention to you. So what will happen? They will say, please, please go. Don't disturb our party. But otherwise, Krishna don't have problem for us to enjoy the spiritual world. Like in birthday party, you can take drinks, you can eat food, you can dance, you can enjoy as much as you want. No one will say a thing. Just as long as you don't draw attention and you think, I'm the birthday boy. When you think, I'm the birthday boy, you come into material world. That means envy. That means you come here, because there you cannot do this. So Prabhupada is saying in Bhagavad Gita, he's explained, there are two things. He said, Icha and Vesha. Icha means desire, and Vesha means hate or envy. So basically what it means, like, whatever is here in this room, I want to obtain something. I want to get to this door. This is my desire. So whatever is obstacle on me to get to this door, I hate. I want to remove. So this is the basic of material world. Icha and Vesha. We have all these desires, so whoever stop us, whoever is, or we even perceive, he's blocking us. Will it not be true? Maybe it's just in our mind, you know? We have a problem with this. So therefore, in this world, there is so much hate, envy to our other people. Because we are thinking, oh, they are blocking our own enjoyment. They are blocking our own sense gratification, like this. And therefore, in this world, there are so many rules and regulations. How this? Because all of us, we came here to, how you say, to act as a god, to be like Krishna. So you cannot work. You know, it will be a big chaos. Like you, if you have a kids and they are playing cricket, you give them this bat and you give them a ball, it's going to be chaos. Who will throw the ball? Who will kick this? Who will hold this bat? So they have to be a rules. So okay, now it's your turn, now you can hit, now we switch, now you do this. So there are many rules how we can be in this illusion that we are Purushas, that we are enjoyers in this world. Similarly, like this game with the kids, they have to follow certain rules and then they have these emotions, they enjoy. They enjoy being playing this. Similarly in this world also, if we want to experience this as God, we have to follow so many rules. Like people, many times, they have this fault, they are smiling at you, shaking your hands and everything is nice, but actually in the back of their mind, they don't want to be like this. They want to take your position, they want to this, but they know, but like acting like this, they can get what they want. They can get what they want. So basically this is, when we come to the material world, this is this controller first desire, controller and enjoyer mentality. I want to enjoy this room, and therefore I have to control everything inside of this. If someone else has control of it, I'm not enjoying. So then what it happens, one becomes more and more attached to this material world. Like for instance, there is a family and there is son, there is a boy. And one point he decides, okay, I want to have my independent house, flat. I want to move away from you, mother and father. So mother and father will say, okay, you can go. And then he goes because of this desire of independence, that he wants to control the house, no one will tell him what to do, what time he has to get up. Like this, he starts to work, collect money, and then he buys a house. But when he buys a house, then he will buy for the kitchen, he will buy some furniture for the living room, this and that. And by buying this, he will get more and more attached to his house, to these things. He will be more and more entangled in these possessions. So this is what is happening with the jivas. When we decide that we want to control and enjoy this material, we become more and more attached to this material world by this propensity to enjoy. So somehow or other, we have to cut this mentality. And everything is cut if we can cut this enviousness, which is coming, enviousness from Krishna. And Krishna is saying, and scriptures also saying, one cannot understand God, Bhagavan, if he is envious at him. It's not possible. He will hide himself. So Paramatma and Bhagavan are features of God while he is hiding himself, you know? We coming to this world because we don't want to deal with Krishna, Bhagavan, as a person. We are coming here. But material world cannot work without Krishna. We cannot even work without Krishna. We can be an illusion that we can work without Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is hiding himself everywhere in the forms of Paramatma and Bhagavan. And in this way, everything is working, but we can still be an illusion. Oh, I'm independent. Krishna is so kind. You see, Krishna is so kind. It's amazing. He's not changing. He's saying, okay, I will arrange everything for you to be in this, to fulfill this desire that you can be independent. It's something like when I was a small boy. Unfortunately, I'm not coming like most of you from Vaishnava family. So I remember when I was a small boy, my sister, she's a few years, she's senior to me. And I remember one point, one time, some friends of my sister, they came to her. She was a young girl, I don't know how much, she was like 17, 18, something like this. So they came to her and they asked her, you want to go with us Saturday night, you know, like people going, you know, outside, you know. First time, you know, this happened, you know. They came and she came home and she explained to my father and mother, please, they're my friends. I want to go with them outside, this and that. And then she left and I was in the room and my father and mother, they were discussing, what should we do? You know, should we let her? It's very dangerous at the same time, you know. We don't know what will happen. You know, mother is concerned, father is concerned. And then my father was saying, I will... If we don't let her go, it's going to be big trouble. She will be like, you know, she'll be so angry, she will never forgive us. And then he said, we will let her go under one condition, but it should be a secret condition. I was there, so I heard everything, you know. So he said, we will let her go, but I will follow her. I will go outside and I will look, because I trust her, but I don't know her friends. I don't know what kind of, where they're capable of, what situation they're capable of putting her. And then they were, is it okay, no? But at the end, my father, he agreed to this. So these friends, they came with my sister, they went outside, and my father, he was like a CIA agent, you know? Like he was in the car, he was driving, he was looking from distance, wherever they stopped, he was hiding, he was always looking. And in any situation, he was ready. If some danger came or something like this, he would immediately react. He would come and save her. So this is the point. How in this material world we came, we want to be independent. So without our father, without God, without Krishna. So Krishna is saying, this is not possible. You're always connected to him. But I want. Okay, you can do it. And then Krishna comes disguised in Paramatma and Brahman. We cannot see him like this. But he's always, he's in every atom, in between every atom. And he's just waiting that we turn our face back to him. This is his purpose. Why he's coming like this. Similarly, like this story, like he's just waiting that something, you know, something happens and we please Krishna, it's enough, you know, I want to go out of here. And then he's so happy and then we start to establish Bhagavan relationship. But until we are envious of Krishna, until we are envious of each other, we cannot realize the highest form of Krishna, which is Bhagavan. It's very difficult. That's why he's hiding. He don't want, you know, we come and then again the same, if you come in someone who are envious, the same emotions will come up. Why he has so much reach? Why he has so much followers? Why am I not in this position? So before this we have to be purified. So how to be purified by envy? It's not an easy process. It's not an easy process. It's a gradual process. So first thing is to understand that envy is very destructible. It's not even good for ourselves and it's not even good for other people. It's very, very bad quality to have. We are suffering so much. There is one story, we can show this. There was one fisherman, okay? So this fisherman, he went outside on the sea and he was taking with his net lots of fish, you know? And at one point he took his net. And in the net there was lots of fish, but among them there was one beautiful golden fish. And she was inside, trapped. And while he put her, and while he took the net on his boat, this fish was very scared. And she said, please, please let me go, please let me go. And he was very smart, he saw his fisherman all his life, his family, but it was not something ordinary. So he knew this was some special fish, so he said, I will let you go if you fulfill me three desires. Because, you know, it's always fish, golden fish is three desires. So the fish said, yes, no problem, but I have one condition also. He said, no problem, whatever, if you fulfill me these three desires, I'll agree to any condition. So the fish said, whatever is your desire, I will fulfill it, but your neighbor, he will get twice. She said like this. And he said, no problem, I don't care, you know, it's no problem. So he was thinking, oh, what should I ask? Well, he was going home with a fish. And then he thought, oh, I will ask this nice, that I want my house to be a beautiful palace, huge palace, golden, full of pearls, diamonds, everything like this. And he was very happy. He was coming home. And from distance, he could see it was shining, you know, where before was his house. It was so nice. And he came inside. He was enjoying. Everything was filled of, you know, amazing, beautiful, clean. His wife, family, everyone was so happy. And then he was living like this for some time. But every morning, when he would wake up, he would go on the balcony, stretch. And what he would see? The neighbor. He had two palaces. The neighbor had two palaces. You know, it was so. After some time, it started to annoy him. You know, like, why is this? You know, and he can see he's so happy. His neighbor is so happy, and he became so much. He could not enjoy his richness anymore. I can see he's so happy. I'm not so happy. If I have the same richness or even more than him, then I will become even more happy. So he said to the fish. Please make even bigger and amazing like my neighbor has, but 10 times more. Like so much. Then I will be even more happier than him. And the fish did it. And he had so much wealth and opulence. And again, he was happy so much. But the same thing happened. After a few days, when he would wake up, he was so happy, he would go outside and he would see his neighbor. He had doubled. So much palaces, so much gold, and he was so happy. And now he was in big trouble. He was thinking, what should I do? I have only one wish left. And what can I do? How can I make this problem, you know, go away? So he was thinking, and then he came to the fish and he said, my dear fish, please give me this blessing. And the fish said, yes, I will give you anything you want, and then I will disappear. I will go away. And he said, yes, please take one of my eyes out. And the fish said, really, you want this boon? And he said, yes, I want this. And the fish took his eye, he got a nice patch here, and the fish disappeared. And then he ran to the balcony as fast as he could. And what he saw? His neighbor had no eyes. And then he was so happy. He could finally enjoy all his richness, you know. He could finally enjoy his house. He can finally, because he knew that his neighbor, although he has so much wealth, he cannot enjoy it. So this is actually the story that is showing how envy is so like illusion, that we are suffering so much. We are suffering so much at the cost of someone has to go down. We have to destroy someone. Many times we can see this through the Shastras, like in Mahabharata, what happened when Pandavas, they came in Duryodhana, he was so envious, he had so much richness, but his mind, his heart was never peaceful. He knew, oh, Pandavas, they have such a big, nice court and all this. Although he had such amazing richness, he could not, the same principle was here, he could not enjoy. Afterwards, when Pandavas lost everything, they came in front of him and said, please give us just 5 villages. We are Kshatriyas, this is our nature, we have to manage something, we have to protect people. This is, please give us this. And what he said? Who knows what Duryodhana said? Yeah. I will not give you even the land which goes under this pin, you know. I cannot give you this much, how much he was envious. This is the envy, the nature of envy. So all of us, we have this in the heart. And as we said at the beginning, if we have envy towards other devotees, other people, that means we are envious on God. Because he gave them this richness. He gave them this, whatever we are envious of, you know, opulence. So first thing is, like Prabhupada is saying, envy cannot be engaged. This emotion is very like destructible, as we saw, to us and to other people. So how we can purify this? Prabhupada was very expert. He was very much expert. So usually what we can envy is, first of all, envy and jealousy, they are very close to each other. Envy and jealousy. But then subtle difference. There is subtle difference. Envy is more in a tamaguna, destructive. While jealousy, jealousy is in a mode of passion. So envy is, if you have something, I want to take it from you, so you don't have nothing. This means envy. Jealousy means you have something, okay, I'm ready to work for this, so I can have something higher than you. So it's like this. One my friend, he told me this story. He joined long time in Fiji, so he was a small boy when he joined in Fiji. So he came to the temple and he saw always devotees giving classes, you know, and many people like this, they were listening and absorbed, and he was thinking, why should I not sit there? Why they are like sitting there? I should be there on the Vyasasana and I should speak like this, everyone should listen to me. And then he knew how I can do this only if I study Shastra. And with these emotions, with this jealousy, he started to study Shastra, and what happened? His heart got purified just because of this. And then afterwards he realized, he understood, you know, what it is. So similarly, Prabhupada, he was also very expert. He would use this jealousy to competition for devotees. Many times you can see at the beginning of ISKCON, he would say, oh, this, like there was West and East Coast. And he would say to the devotees from the East Coast, oh, this Western devotee from the West Coast devotees, they distribute so many books, they're the best. You know, can you beat them? Is it possible? And then he would do the same thing when he would come to the West Coast. He would say, oh, these devotees from the East Coast, they're so determined, they're so fired up, they're preaching so much, they have big temples. And like this, there would be competition, you know. So in spiritual world, we can see even jealousy exists. Even devotees, they have this, you know, but it's all for Krishna's pleasure. So there is no problem. Chandravali and Radharani, they have competition. But it's not on envy that they, you know, they think it's just for Krishna's pleasure. That's why they want to do it. That's why it's meant like this. So if we can see in our own life, if we are envious of someone or something, first thing is we can think how we can raise it at least to the platform of Rajaguna. How at least we can, you know, like, okay, he has it, but I want to be better than him. This is Kshatriya mentality. They don't have, really, they want to fight with someone, like sportsmen also. They want a good battle, you know. They don't want someone just, you know, like defeat. So if we can do like this, this can purify us. We can go higher. And then Prabhupada is saying, by rendering service to Krishna, this envy, this can be changed. Because what is actually envy? As you said, it's identity. It's just identity. You are thinking, I am controller and enjoyer. So, if you can understand somehow or other that we are servants of Krishna, then we don't have no problems to share with other devotees. We don't have no problem to serve Krishna. It's that simple, you know. First, we have to see what places we are envious, try to purify ourselves, put us at least to this passion, as we explained, you know, to become better in this, not to take from this devotee or something. We understand Krishna gave him this opportunity, that's okay. But I'm willing to do my part, I'm willing to become qualified to come to this level. And by doing this service, the heart will become purified. The heart will become purified, and then we can see really that Krishna is all over, is everything, he's sanctioning everything, he's giving blessings for everything. And therefore, the biggest, actually, envy, as Prabhupada would say, he would say, non-violence, violence actually means non-preaching, you know? If you are not preaching, that means you are violent. You are violent to other people. Why? Because they will suffer. You are willingly giving them opportunity to suffer. Prabhupada was saying like this. So enviousness in the same principle means that you are envious of other people. You have the biggest wealth, like knowledge is the biggest wealth. You can see now if someone wants to go to college, how much it costs. It's so much, knowledge is so much you have to pay. But we have the highest knowledge that you can get in the universe, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Is the essence of all scriptures. We know everything, who we are, where we are coming from, where we are going, who is Krishna, who, everything. We can answer any questions. So if we don't share this with other people, that means we are envious of them. If you have a wealth and you don't want to share with other people, what it means? It's envy. It's still envy. But if you share with others in some way, any way, it can be any way, you're going to the work, people can see your good quality, they can see your good character, you know, you can give them, they will come in difficult times. Those who have problems, they will come, they will ask you. It's not necessary that everyone goes on the street doing books, sing the holy name. It's not necessary this. Whatever you have this consciousness and your situation, this is perfection. It doesn't have to be like this situation. Just the mentality makes it perfect. So whatever someone is doing, if you can have this mentality, we can get rid of this envy. Sama Darshinaha is explained in Bhagavad Gita. The Brahmanas, they see everyone equal. This equivalence means that they don't have envy towards Krishna. They don't have envy to other living beings. Therefore, they can see everyone with the same eye. This is the thing. So somehow or other, we should come to this platform, like this. See what is our envy, on which part, which situation, and then try to gradually to purify it. And the best way to purify it, as I said, is the biggest mercy, if you share this knowledge with other people. Then Krishna is the most happy. Is the most happy. Because Vaikuntha, what it means? Place of no fear and no anxiety. Fear is someone will come and take my this. Anxiety, someone will steal from me. But in Vaikuntha, there is not such a place. And Krishna is saying to Narada, oh my Narada, I am not in Vaikuntha. I am not in the hearts of yogis. I am only there when my pure devotees are singing about me and they are discussing pastimes and qualities about me. I am present there. So this is how Prabhupada is saying, that's why he established ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. You can make spiritual world right here. It's just a question of consciousness. Vaikuntha means if Krishna's holy name is here, he's present here, there is no more fear, there is no more anxiety immediately. While people, if they're exposed to this, more and more we can make this planet spiritual. For the 10,000 years, as it is predicted. Afterwards, it will be difficult. Yes. So please, let us assist Srila Prabhupada in this mission. Let us purify our hearts from the envy of Krishna, because we are still not free from the envy. Although we are devotees, you can see a relationship with others. That means why we are not crying while we are chanting. There is still some envy towards Krishna. So the easiest way to purify this envy is to share with others this knowledge, and then all this envious nature will go away. It's so simple. It's very simple and very sublime, as Prabhupada would say. You are immediately happy. Otherwise, you will be like Queen Surichi. We can take this analogy. The situation is that brother of Dhruva Maharaj is sitting on the lap of the king and he's trying to climb up, but Surichi don't want to let him go up. So in the same way, we can see there are some devotees already joined ISKCON, they're on the king's lap, and someone are trying to come raise up, because everyone is looking like George Harrison, everyone is looking for Krishna. Some they know, some they don't, but everyone is looking for Krishna. And then, if we don't preach, if we don't give them this opportunity, we are the same as Queen Surichi, with envious words. You cannot come to this lab. This is for me. I will enjoy this. So this is the same situation. So that's why we should share this knowledge, we should help other people, help ourselves also. We should not think just because if we're practicing that we are pure. Like, the only difference between us and other people is that we heard more time Krishna's name. That's the only difference. If we expose other people to this, they can come to the same level as we are. It's quite simple. Our heart became purified, and then we can understand what's going on, who am I. So we are all the same, all jivas outside are the same. We just have to give them this opportunity, and Krishna will be so much pleased with us. And therefore we will remove this, as we said, ichadvesha, desire to control and enjoy. We will remove this, and then Krishna will say, okay, come to my birthday party. Now you can come. Now you will not make any more crazy stuff on my birthday party. You can come, you can enjoy it. It can be a nice time for us. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your kind attention. If someone has some question or If I said something wrong, please, you can chastise me. Yes, Pante?
Do you have any examples in your preaching of this people in their enemies, people hearing Krishna's name?
Yeah.
And the change in their hearts?
Yeah.
Examples?
Are changing their hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, Prabhupada is saying, as a preacher, the preacher distinguishes like four types of different people. So those who are envious, Krishna is also saying in Bhagavad Gita, we should not, because envy is, it can be little envy, it depends how much one is covered with envy. So if someone is too much covered with envy, he can be aggressive, he can be, you know, like, if he hits the body, this person is not because of, he will hit you, but because Krishna will take him, you know, he will get big, big reactions, heavy reactions. That's why devotees, they are avoiding to preach to those who are really envious. Sometimes you can see the lips start to shame, they cannot take it, you know. So you don't go, you just avoid. Otherwise you give them opportunity to go to hell. It's not preaching. If you cannot help them in this way, better avoid them. Otherwise, what they will do? They will just make offenses towards Krishna and you are not helping them in this way. They are not ready for this, and that's why you can leave them. But there are instances, I heard stories, like one time, devotees, they were saying, they were in New York, in the subway, and one man, they were chanting. And one man, he was so furious, he wanted to hit, he was swearing devotees, he was crazy, crazy, crazy all the time. And he wanted to beat him up. But devotees somehow or other, because there were other people, they were continuing to chanting. And this man, while listening, his consciousness started to change. And then after, I don't know, 15 minutes, he started to chant with devotees. First as a joke, then he started to get into it. And then all the people in the train, they could not believe it, and then they start to applaud, and they were like, oh, you know, they could see the instant change of heart in like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, from a person who wanted to hit devotees, who was spitting on them, who was saying harsh, harsh words. But this is not our real process, you know. One should make distinction. Who has more envy, we should avoid, you know. Those who can be, explain this, they can be, it's better. Is it okay, Mataji?
Thank you.
Some other questions? Jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Nitya Gaur Premanande.
Jai.